It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. We are back after a tiny little break. This is Tariq joining along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And Vishal, we are here to talk about a lot of stuff because a lot of things have happened since we last took a break. Incidentally, part of the reason for the break was we really did not feel like talking football the last week after what transpired at Leicester City. And they sadly lost their owner and another four people in a pretty horrific helicopter crash.
Yep.
And football was pretty far away from everybody's minds.
Yep.
However, Leicester returned to the football pitch this week. They beat Cardiff, not at their home ground, but in an away game. So football kind of goes on. And speaking of football going on, Vishal, we have to cover the elephant in the room and at the top of the English Premier League table. That is Manchester City. Because... because... well, there are two reasons why we want to be talking about them this week. Number one, because of the kind of display they've put on. And number two, because come next week, we have the small matter of the Manchester Derby to be taken care of.
Yep.
But Vishal, let's begin with Manchester City itself and their performance this week. It was an absolute thumping of Southampton at the Etihad.
Yep.
Admittedly, Southampton are off colour, but even then, the ruthlessness is scary.
Absolutely, yeah. Like you said, Southampton were off colour, but I think it was Man City who wiped off that colour very early. Because pre-game, just before kickoff, they had an interview with Sane, which we were discussing. And the interviewer asked him, so you guys know what, you guys, what are the plans for this game again? A game against Southampton, and Sane's immediate reply was, we know Liverpool dropped points yesterday, and we know what needs to be done. And if that was not ominous enough, they were three up in 15 minutes, and yeah, pretty much sealed the deal and went on to score three more during the rest of the game.
And they could have scored three more after that, the way they were going.
They got into double figures yesterday. And you know, the most shocking part was how angry Guardiola got when they conceded the penalty. And that's when you know this is a team that's taking this title defense and this league and the season very, very seriously. Because when you're 3-0 up and at home, you're really not worried about conceding that penalty or trying to let the team back in because you're still the best team in the league and this team. But if you look at Guardiola's reaction when Ederson conceded that penalty, he was furious. And that's a mark of a great team and a great coach, and it's really showing where, you know, they're going to be pretty sad back because now the way they are playing, they're also keeping in mind the fact that this season can go down to goal difference and this season can go down to the wire, and every given possibility and opportunity against a weaker team, they're going out there and scoring 4, 5, and 6 goals, whereas their title opponents, be it a Chelsea, be it a Liverpool, are going by a 1-0 and 2-0. So they've already taken care of hygiene as such, where they're saying if it comes out to goal difference, you guys don't stand a chance.
At least they don't have to worry about it. Incidentally, I mean, and that seems to be one of their fortes because we all know what happened in 2012. We all know how they set it up in 2013-14 where they took goal difference out of the equation very early, and eventually, of course, they won it by a couple of points, but still, they did not make the results matter too much because of that. One other thing about Manchester City we should point out is that this was a team which in the midweek received the news that Kevin De Bruyne was injured in the cup tie.
Yep.
And they seem to be completely unfazed by that.
Absolutely right. And if you look at how Guardiola is coaching and building this team, it seems to be independent of individuals and their form. Like, he can easily swap a Sane, a Mahrez, bring in a Foden, bring in De Bruyne, bring in a David Silva, bring in a Bernardino Silva, and all of them continue to score goals, all of them continue to create goals. And you need to look at this. He brought in Sane for absolute monster that Pep Guardiola is creating out of this squad is scary, because anybody else losing Kevin De Bruyne is going to be worried, but here all you're thinking is, listen, they've got a solid team to go easy up to December, and post-December when other teams are starting to tire is when you're going to have one of the greatest playmakers in the modern day game coming back to life after being well-rested for a good 3 to 4 months. So it only gets scarier and better for City.
And it's simply astonishing, like you pointed out during the Southampton game, that this is a team led by a manager who, after a 5-0 win, came and said that we could have done better. I'm not entirely satisfied with what we did today.
The players have to be sitting there wondering, okay, we just won 5-0. We just kept 5-6 clean sheets in a row. What do we need to do? So, but I think that's the mark of greatness and in this modern day. Yeah, modern day. And learning, and also not something that I really want to point out about Pep Guardiola, is he's learned his lessons again. Like season one, we all know it didn't go well for him at all. Season two, he came back and won the championship, but there were weaknesses. And this season, if you look at the way he approached the Liverpool game, he did not go out to try and outplay Liverpool. He just tried to, you know, let Liverpool play the game and try to beat them on the counter. So Pep Guardiola himself has learned his lessons this season, and he seems to have learned when to go after it and when not to go after it. Because last season, when he went after Liverpool, is when he got the walloping twice in the Champions League and in the
league itself.
Yeah. So both learnings have been picked up, and clearly this man is somebody who does not take light upon himself or the rest of the squad. So.
He seems to be a tiger dad and Terminator rolled into one, because learning from his own mistakes and, of course, completely Asian parenting the squad onto excellence. Meanwhile, speaking of the challengers to Manchester City, there are many this time, Vishal, and the surprising thing has been that much as City's form has been red hot, the challengers have kind of kept up. I mean, we know Liverpool dropped points against Arsenal in what was a thumping tie, and we'll just quickly talk about that for a moment. Chelsea won, Tottenham won, both good wins, which means they are keeping pace. So this top five is actually still very tight, despite, I mean, over the length of the season, things might be turning out to be different, but at least a little past quarter of the way into the season, we are into this peloton of teams which are right behind City.
Form shown by all teams. All teams, none of them seem to be relenting. And Arsenal, with the Liverpool game, made a very clear statement that they are not in this to just make up the numbers. They are going to push as much as possible.
More specifically, and just to make up the number 4.
Yeah, exactly. And if this was honestly a Liverpool of last year, they would have possibly gotten beaten. And if this was last year of last year, they also could have possibly gotten beaten, because this was I think officially it was one of the games of the season so far. And the other game that I really think was this was a Chelsea Liverpool game. But I think this was, again, like you said, a top class game between two top class teams who came out and said, let's play to our strengths. Because normally, if you see Liverpool putting out the front three, you have teams setting up to stop those front three. But Arsenal said, if you have three, I'm going to put up my top five out there. And you need to contend with us. And both teams absolutely ran each other to the absolute limits, and it was a great game of football. And yep,
this was sort of like a bruising heavyweight fight where they came out with their punches roaring, nobody holding back any punches.
Absolutely.
I mean, good game at the end. You would expect the hug and the smiles from Klopp and Unai Emery at the end of the game, given what we know about these two gentlemen. But surely a little bit of concern over Klopp being tactically outthought at least a couple of times this season, where he has shown a few cracks.
Definitely, because there is a trouble of being a one-trick pony at this point in time, because every time you put out the specific squad, I think which is your top squad, which I think everybody is predicting what you're going to do. And so at some point in time, it becomes easier to prepare for your system, prepare for it, because you cannot prepare for a Manchester City at this point in time, and even Arsenal at this point in time, it seems to be tough to prepare for the style of football that they play, because it's not dependent on a system, it's more dependent on a very fluid flow of the game in itself. So I think Klopp at some level needs to revisit the way he's approaching the game right now, because he's getting caught out. Sarri caught him out, Unai Emery caught him out very well as well Guardiola became well guarded against him. So they need to one reduce dependency on the top three, because everybody knows that's the trick, everybody knows that's the game, and at some point in time you need to understand the top three themselves are humans and can't be world class every given day of the season. So it's going to be tricky. I think that's where the challenge really lies for Klopp, the manager, now, because now he has found out in terms of what he brings to the table, and he needs to really see how he can possibly have a few trump cards where he can really put out there. I think, for example, it could be bringing Sturridge back into the equation, where he brings something very different from, for example, a Firmino or a Sane or a Salah, where he occupies the penalty box. He has those runs into the penalty box.
You mean Sadio Mane? I mean, we'd have loved to have Sane on the squad, but we don't.
Sorry, Sadio Mane. So, I think, yeah, like you said, it's time Klopp maybe has a couple of different tricks that he brings to the table at this point in time, but however, it's still a lot of credit to Liverpool, because you need to understand, while they are up against City, they have gone, they have still played Arsenal, City and Liverpool and not lost either of these games. And in spite of being possibly the worst team in all three fixtures so far. So, it's a lot of credit to that team, because we've seen them in the past over the years crumble in these games. So, I still think there's credit over there. It is just unfortunate that they competed against City, but I think a lot of credit must go to Liverpool at this point in time.
Okay. And knowing Klopp and the kind of manager he is, he probably is going back to the drawing board to figure out what can he do over the coming fixtures. And speaking of coming fixtures, and speaking of trying to stop Manchester City, Vishal, we would want to look into the mind of another genius who will be tasked with that this weekend. And that will be Jose Mourinho and his Manchester United squad. I mean, you have been sounding not entirely optimistic about this clash, but if you could explain the reasons for your skepticism as to why Mourinho might not be able to pull off what he did last season when he completely surprised City in the same fixture.
To start with, the teams seem to be scoring for fun against us. Bournemouth could have easily walked away by scoring 2-3 goals in the first half alone. And secondly, and most importantly, United, for the last 4 to 5 games, have been playing half a game, right? They have not been putting in a 90-minute shift at all. And against most teams, you get away with that, because most teams are inferior to you in most space. But if you do that against the Manchester City, they will be ruthless, because they are not going to be as graceful as Bournemouth. They will take the chances. And at the same time, they are not going to let you come back into the game once they go 2-0, 3-0, as they did in last season. You need to understand that you are going up against a Pep Guardiola who learns his lessons as well. So, as much as I love the fact that United could stop Manchester City, but I don't think this squad and the way they're defending and the way they're playing is equipped to beat Manchester City at this point in time. Simply because they're not doing the basics right, they can't seem to defend as a unit, they can't seem to get the ball out. As a unit, and most importantly, they need to put in a 90-minute shift and not a 45-minute shift.
And amazingly, when we started this podcast over 5 years ago, Vishal, early episodes, we used to talk about Liverpool in exactly these terms, that it was a team which could put in one good half of a performance but have not been able to stitch 90 minutes together, the vulnerable back four. And interestingly enough, Liverpool fans will find themselves in this odd position of cheering Manchester United on in this game, because they would want City to drop points. Should be an interesting clash, and we will of course be bringing you the aftermath of this clash. We will not call it the post-mortem or the analysis. It really is likely to be an aftermath, how things are going. And of course, we'll also be back midweek with our Champions League episode after a very intriguing match day 4, which has some fascinating clashes lined up too. In the meantime, that is all the time we have, Vishal, because we are almost hitting our 15-minute limit on the podcast. Okay, so we'll quickly end with your gut feeling and prediction about this Manchester derby.
I honestly think it's 2-0 Man City.
It's 2-0 Man City, not going for a goal for United. the same United who had scored, of course, twice at this venue the last game. All right. In the meantime, you can Follow us on Twitter at SenSoccer. You can find us on any of the other podcast catching platforms that you use, or on audioboom.com. Our channel is audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. And that's about it for this episode of Soccer Sense. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys.
See you guys next time.